To write about life on the plains might not seem like much of a risk today, but at the turn of the last century, Willa Cather knew what she was up against when she made immigrant farmers, the people she knew as a child growing up in Nebraska, her central characters. In 1931, Cather remembered that as a younger writer, she wasn't sure readers would be interested in a novel, quote, concerned entirely with heavy farming people, with cornfields and pasture lands, set in Nebraska, which is distinctly déclassé as a literary background. Cather was sure that critics wouldn't be interested either, recalling one New York fellow in particular who said, "I simply don't give a damn what happens in Nebraska." Cather also wanted to write about Swedes who, at the time, appeared in print only in broadly humorous sketches, humor which depended upon the physical strength of the Swede and his, quote, inability to pronounce the letter J. Despite these biases and the disinterest they suggested, Cather chose to write about Nebraska and the immigrants she grew up among. One of her early novels, My Antonia, today is considered a classic. Ta-da! A big score for Cather, Nebraska, farmers, and Swedes. Me, I'm a huge fan of My Antonia. It's well written, sure, reframed literary boundaries, all of that. But I like it because it helps me feel a bit closer to my paternal kin, Swedish and Dutch immigrants, farmers, and tradesmen who arrived in the American Midwest just 3 or 4 generations back. So I feel a kinship, I guess, with Cather's novel, but I also admire the way the characters of My Antonia represent a broad swath of 19th century immigrants, those Northern Europeans with their varied languages, religions, and customs. And you know, the novel includes migrants from the American East and South. Just for that range, the novel is a good read. But between you and me, the novel sanctions one of my guilty pleasures. Ole and Lena jokes. If you have Scandinavian roots, you probably have a repertoire of your own. If not, look Ole and Lena up on your favorite internet search engine, okay? These are best told in a lilting voice, by the way. Thank you, Willa Cather, and thank you, radio readers. For HPPR, this is Jane Halvarda channeling her Swedish roots from Dodge City, Kansas. Oh, Ovid now! To share stories of your ancestry, of your experiences with borders and becoming on our high plains, like us, the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club on Facebook. So den, feka, that's like conversation with coffee and cake and cookies and more coffee. Feka there in the morning, y'all.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of common interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. Join us under the Features tab at hppr.org.
Words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.